All right, good afternoon. This is Commissioner Zach Brooks. Joining me is Commissioner Leslie Van Beek. We have a couple items for 1:30. We'll start with the action item to consider a resolution to adopt changes to job title, job description, and grade from the elections office manager to director of elections. Excuse me. HR Director Danner is here. If you would like to tell us what's going on.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. This is another example of how we've just been reevaluating everything at the request of the clerk. We really looked into the job description of what is currently called the office manager over in the elections office. That that job has really expanded in all of its responsibilities. That title is really, it doesn't fit what the job does today and in the way that they are restructuring the elections office as well. So we're asking today to review the new director of elections job description attached to the resolution that expands on all of the responsibilities of this new position, and to move the PCN office manager that is currently at a grade 14 to a director of elections at a salary grade 16. This director title does warrant a grade all the way up to a grade 16. It will remain consistent within the county of other directors of offices within the county at a grade 16, which is why the request.
Chairman?
Yeah.
I was hoping that the clerk could also expand on where this is a person directly under his supervision, on what's happening across the state and the complexity of Canyon County elections.
Sure, Chair, Commissioners, Commissioner Van Beek. I won't speak to every county throughout the state, but more apples to apples comparison. Kootenai County is, you know, pretty similar to us. Ada is larger, they're our neighbor. Their director, Saul Seiler, is, you know, compensated a very high amount. Ada County is just a, you know, different animal, plus Ada County is a different grade compensation scale. So I really look to more between us and Kootenai, and I know the clerk there, Jennifer Locke, who I talked to quite a bit, was actually hoping for this adjustment as well, because it was creating some challenges in doing comp analysis when they're looking at Canyon County elections as their kind of comp analysis, and noticing what they felt was somewhat odd makeup, and wanting to know who is in charge and how is that person graded and compensated. So what Director Danner has shared with the current HR personnel reviewing this has arrived at a different conclusion than, say, a year ago when I was asking HR to look at this position. I don't need to elaborate much on that, but they did feel that the grade was consistent with what the duties were, and I think Director Danner, for looking at this, Canyon County has looked to as having one of the more, arguably the most complex elections administration on different ballot styles based on all the taxing districts that we have in Canyon County. And so there's challenges there. We don't have the volume of voters as Ada. You know, they have to stand up more polling locations and train more poll workers in Ada. So the volume is higher in Ada. But when you talk about just the complexity of ballot styles, Canyon is unique in that regard, and we're pretty consistent with Kootenai. So I can't speak to what the Kootenai director supervisor is compensated, but I think that this brings us more in line with Kootenai. There would be more similarities.
Chairman, follow up. Mm-hmm. And Director Danner, can you provide an analysis or what your rubric was for determining jumping two grades into a 16?
The level of responsibility that this job is now, it has really evolved from what the old office manager job description was, and everything that the current person who holds that role is actively doing in that elections office. I compared it to director responsibilities across the county.
Okay.
And just not really looking at grades, but looking at responsibilities from our members on what their directors do. And then I look to place it in a comparable grade within the county to keep it consistent within Canyon County.
Okay, thank you. That's the clarification I was looking for. And then that predates the current clerk by a number of years. So 7 years ago, there was a high turnover in the elections office with trying to establish a supervisor and that leadership structure. And I think that I'm looking at the clerk because this is his supervision, but having stability in an office that interfaces that much with the public, I guess I wanted you to expand a little bit on that.
Sure, yeah, Commissioner Van Beek. So there were, and partly what justified, I think, the grade 12 was not only Haley, but a prior employee both occupied the same grade. And part of some restructuring is that other position was backfilled with a election specialist one, so you can call it an underfill. And I think what justified two people sort of sharing a salary is higher than the clerk specialist is that they were kind of sharing the load, as it were. And since one person was kind of a backfill to the specialist, Haley, currently in the position, absorbed some of those additional duties that justified the slightly higher salary for the prior employee who is no longer with the county. And so the structure is to have, you know, Haley absorb those duties. There's another request that'll probably be more in the fiscal years to have a lead. That'll be a specialty pay lead. That's not in front of you for this meeting, because when Haley is out, there needs to be a very clear person who assumes some responsibilities. I see Deputy Jess is here. We try to be mindful also if Haley is absent, either myself or Jess or someone who's sort of assuming sort of a lead as far as having the most institutional knowledge will be kind of the go-to person, but we just try to make sure that we have that shored up. But Haley did take in, on some of those duties that were shared by two people, and they are upon her, and she delegates, of course, to her team certain duties. But at the end of the day, responsibility for training poll workers to all, you know, the long list of things that are going on are under her responsibility, processing the claims to make sure the poll workers get paid right, to, you know, on and on. So I don't know if that helps to answer the question, but there was two people in the grade 12. One was backfilled with a specialist, and then the request is that Haley becomes more clearly the leader in the elections office, the supervisor. It's not like a split role.
Right. Okay. Thank you, Chairman. Can I just comment? So these, if I understand this correctly, and I think that I do, but this is not the positions and the job duties, and as Canyon County grows, we structure this for a job description that's appropriate for the title and the compensation, not to the individual. But having said that, this individual occupying this role has been through a number of seasons that were difficult seasons, continued to show leadership in that department and to manage. I've been over there several times to sit through and have her walk me through the elections process and the logic and accuracy tests. I know there's a lot of public attention on that, and to have somebody with the composure to remain calm under fire, I see that in this person. So thank you for that. I appreciate that. And I think when the request under a different clerk came to have that dual role, there was a big question mark, but because that was what that individual really wanted for that, we anticipated that it would need to be restructured. And so we're here today with a request for a clear leadership role that's commensurate with the job description. And Chairman, thank you for allowing me to ask questions and talk that through. I think it's important anytime we bring something like that. And so I would be in favor. This is different. Clerk, we had some budget allowance. I don't know if you want to talk about that, but our chairman is just joining us, so maybe I'll let him jump in. Well, we have the Zach is chairing.
I'm passing the baton. He's sitting here now. You preempted me on that, so yeah.
But Chairman, where we're at is this job description with a salary change from a 14 to a 16. And so I wanted you to make the comments that you've made in other meetings where we've entertained this, and this was contemplated at last year's budget discussion. This is not opening the gate for unanticipated adjustments in what we needed to have done.
Yeah, well stated.
It's just important that all of our directors and other EOs understand that if this isn't contemplated during the budget hearing process, it's not going to happen during the following year. And this was contemplated last year. And I think it's a really good thing to do.
Yep. just in transparency, because everything would be a public records request, just to maybe explain a little bit more clearly the shared roles. You had two people making about 60K each, and then we backfilled one of those positions that was at 60K more to a 40K position. So there was a $20,000 reduction because the backfill was not taking on all of the job duties that were embedded in that prior position. But those job duties got shifted on Haley. Is gracious to absorb them, but she also communicated that she wants to grow, wants to have an opportunity to grow, and she's shown growth and has, you know, done a great job, and I believe will continue to grow and do a great job into the future. And so the adjustment wasn't made at that time to take that savings and apply it to her salary and still be budget neutral. So we ended that fiscal year without making that adjustment. We ended up underspending in the elections budget because of that downgrade, and then was hoping to make that adjustment this year. As the chairman said, this was contemplated this fiscal year, but there wasn't 100% sign off from HR at the time to support that move. And so we're making it this year. We did not budget into Haley is paid out of this position. PCN's paid out of consolidated elections. I'm confident that there's no need for a resolution to use contingency money. I don't know if Commissioner Van Beek, you're speaking to that, because that was one potential option of having some money in that pool to handle emerging needs if they were to exceed what the budget capacity is. And since we're over halfway through the year and we just completed the final election of this fiscal year cycle, November will be in the new fiscal year next year. I'm confident that there's enough savings even in the A budget, so it's no need for B to A, that there won't even need to be a budget amendment at the end of the year for consolidated elections. So your approval of this will be absorbed in the current budgetary year based on just savings in the A budget. We did budget a little bit of a buffer to anticipate. I mean, I guess there could still be some... I don't anticipate there to be the need to have to do, what do you call it when you recount elections based on the elections from this past week. But sometimes you just don't know how many things are going to be on the ballot until you get to that election and how many things might require recounts or incur additional cost. And so right now I think we're sailing pretty clear for the rest of this fiscal year. And so the savings will be able to cover this.
Thank you for the clarification.
You're the chairman. You can say whatever you want.
What, you brought up the elections this year. Have you been involved with elections when a person who's deceased receives 27% of the casted votes for that seat?
No, I'm following national elections. I think some deceased people have been voted in the past.
Yeah.
And that does create an interesting dynamic, but I don't know if these people were aware or if, in this case, a vote for the deceased would have, I think, triggered a vacancy and the remaining commissioners would have had to make a decision to fill the vacancy for the rest of that term. Very interesting.
Very interesting.
But the timing of it, you know, you never know when we're all going to go someday. Sorry.
Right. Yeah.
News, 100% true. We're all going to pass on. But if someone were on the ballot and they passed on after the ballot deadline, it's just you got to deal, you know. Yeah. I mean, one of these days, a president might be deceased a week before the election, and I don't know, honestly.
What that does.
I don't know what would happen if you vote a deceased person in. Who are you actually voting in? Who makes the decision?
There is a method to my madness, and the madness is that just to illustrate to the public, this is a elections office manager to director of elections. There's just a whole lot of wild cards that go on with elections, and it's so important what type of person that you get in there to be your director. So we're excited that we have a qualified person, and that person needs to be paid for responsibility that they take on.
Well said, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Any other discussion?
I think we're good, Chairman.
Okay. I would entertain a motion
Mr. Chairman, I move that we sign the resolution to adopt changes to the job title, job description, and grade from the Elections Office Manager to Director of Elections as presented.
I will second that.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. It is done.
Congratulations. Thank you, Haley.
Yeah, thanks, Haley.
Thanks, Marty.
All right. Get back to the agenda here. There's that. Okay. So we'll move on into the agendized item for fiscal year 2026 budget workshops, and I would assume we're going to start with HR.
Okay.
Since you're already here, locked and loaded, so let's do it.
Okay. Well, thank you. This is my first budget process. I do not have a fancy PowerPoint. I don't have anything available to show. I didn't know that was part of it, but mine is a pretty. My narrative is very clear. I think that we. From a human resources perspective, we try every day to improve process, create efficiencies, and do things and do everything in our office as good, great stewards of taxpayers' money, as well as representing our commissioners and elected officials in the way that they would want us to, as it relates to human resources and serving the employees who are, in fact, our clients. And we try to do it every day under the acronym of TRUST. Because we think that's very important to create consistency within the county. We've had some pretty good accomplishments this year with the Canyon County Inaugural Leadership Academy. I think it has been very successful. I'm excited to see it move forward with subsequent training and additional leadership academies. We are also able to identify and contract with a new human resources informational system and payroll system, and that is beginning implementation now. For a go-live date of 1-1 of 2026. And I anticipate that the handbook revision will be done by the end of August at the very latest. So it is currently.
Can I knock on wood?
Well, it's very close, actually. So I'm pretty excited about it. It just has to go to legal for review.
Okay.
Well, from HR perspective, we have some some pretty strong goals that we hope to accomplish in fiscal year 26. And I've laid them all out in the narrative, and I'm not super sure if you want me to go through them. I'm happy to just allow you and ask me questions if you would like to. How would you like me to do this?
How would you like to?
Well, Chairman, and thank you for the narrative. I always like it because there's a public record people can read, but I think it's just a great chance for a director to highlight what they've been doing. And this director has been one that has not said no, that has done more in the year that you've been here than the cumulative years. It's you're a hard charger that is really focused on quality and serving your customers. So I personally am in favor of her going through that because I think it's just a great part of the record.
So I've broken the goals up into really five big categories, and I've just tried to narrow it down to some three bullet points underneath each category. So under trying to strengthen our organizational capacity, we really are focused on workforce planning to identify current and future staffing needs and also to help directors and elected officials succession plan on how you can make sure that everything is covered as people are working towards retirement or what that needs. Super excited about our countywide performance evaluation system that will go into effect for fiscal year 26. That will be countywide, consistent across the county, measuring competencies for each individual department and creating training for all of those supervisors that will be responsible for doing these performance reviews. That's really what performance reviews are. There are 10% the performance review and 90% difficult conversations. And so being able to train those supervisors to have those difficult conversations in a positive way, to be able to get positive reaction out of their employees, is very important. And that's one of the biggest, that is one of our biggest really goals for fiscal year 26 under that key one. We're looking to really modernize HR operations. We think that with the implementation of Dayforce, we'll be able to really eliminate a lot of manual tracking that we're currently doing. We'll transition from all manuals, manual forms. Everything will become digital, so it's easier for record retention And we'll also provide training for that because with a new system comes a lot of training. We hope to really continue to really promote employee engagement. We really do want Canyon County to be an employer of choice. So from our office, we work with all elected officials, directors, any employees to make sure that we do have that reputation. I stated about the Leadership Academy. There is plans for a Leadership Academy Part 2 that will play off of everything that those who attended the inaugural Leadership Academy, they will be able to continue their supervisory training and more and more and more to continue to provide people those growth opportunities of which they want from their employer. We're hoping to participate and really be responsible for our portion of the policies that will help hopefully engage all of our employees because everything will be more consistent across the board. We will continue to do everything through the county's core values and do it through our new hire orientations and our leadership trainings. And I really hope that we can offer workshops that can reinforce those communications on how to have conflict resolution and continue to have professional conduct in the office. And as we've done a lot this year, as everybody is preparing for their budgets, we really do continue that. I have a lot of hope to continue with a really competitive compensation program that is fair and rewarding to everyone so we can definitely remain an employer of choice and have people want to come to the county for all of the reasons of why it is a great place to work. Those are the fiscal year 26 goals in a nutshell.
Thank you. It's great to put them on the audio record. For the audio record, these will be attached to this meeting minutes as a PDF, so
okay.
They can look at them.
All right. So in just going through, do I need to hit every single line item as I go through the budget, or what my requests are?
Yeah. Major changes or what you want to call out to us.
Okay. So the major changes in my A budget will be I did unfund one full-time position, so that will be a savings to my A budget. I removed my senior HR coordinator and moved it to the benefits and workman's comp administrator. So that will just be a full-time position, and there's just a part-time position. So that is why there is a reduction there, and that is why you see an addition in the part-time of $30,000.
Okay.
Chairman?
Yes.
Just to be clear, the printout that you have isn't reflecting yet that reduction. So the budget will come down more once that changes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And the other biggest change is that the auditing office and myself have agreed to split the cost of Dayforce 50-50. So that is an addition of $147,000 into the HR budget that wasn't there before. We're splitting that cost. And the other biggest change is I've requested $8,500 into for pre-employment drug screens. We didn't have that before. It is a policy I'm hoping to roll out sooner than later, but $8,500 is estimated to cover the cost of all new hires, as well as our already in-place policy of drug screens after accidents. And for our current, we do have current departments that mandate a pre-employment drug screen. This cost will just make it countywide. And this will cover all of that, plus the randoms that have to happen. When you have a pre-employment drug screen, you have to have a random drug screen policy that follows. And so it will also cover all of those.
Okay.
And those are my biggest differences.
All right.
I did add a little bit to my education and training because I wanted, but I moved it from a different category. So in previous years, it was $12,000. I asked to increase it to $16,000 because we want to be able to continue on with our Leadership Academy. And I do want to provide additional training to the HR team.
Chairman, I just want to say I appreciate what Director Danner is bringing forth. It's just a lot of good policy that was missing. Thank you for, is not being owned. You're an independent thinker that understands human resources and what needs to be done to operate a $135 million organization. And so everything from the evaluation to the policies that need to be done to, there's a lot in there for HR. It's a lot, our director of parks said it's a little bit like pushing a rope to have that many people and your generalists answer to, but having a good HR department is really critical for the organization. So thank you for what you do and the difference that you make and for outlining your budget. I like what you've added. I think it's been needed on the education side to have your generalists trained and qualified and able to field those questions from the different offices and departments is really critical. And then the about line item that you've added, you know, I really applaud that. We want to be, if we're going to be an employer of choice, then we're going to have to take steps to ensure that the quality of the employees that we hire is on par. So really a great move on your part.
Thank you.
So is it an oxymoron to have a generalist in HR? Because you're really the expert about so many things.
And Chairman, I said it wrong. It's a business partner,
right?
Not a generalist.
Okay.
So that my bad. I'll retract that. These are business partners.
All right. Yes, absolutely. Chief.
So, Mr. Chair, also, I know we talked a lot about association dues. Mm-hmm. You've upped that.
I did.
So what are you going to do?
I did increase my request for association dues because outside of the Society of Human Resource Management, there is a Public Service Human Resources Association that is more pertinent to what we do. It's really great for us to be involved in both. I'm actually the vice president of our local chapter of Public Service of Human Resources Association. But being a member of the national chapter is great. They have a lot of different resources than the regular SHRM, and it really pertains to us particularly. So as we look to maybe send a couple of business partners to a conference, that would be the conference that we would want them to go to. It would be the National Public Service Human Resources Association Conference. It works better for our business and what we do.
Comments, questions?
Well, Chairman, I would say for a first-time presentation, we're going to give her 5 stars. Great job.
Yeah, knocked it out of the park.
Thank you. I'll do a PowerPoint next year.
Well, and the proof's in the pudding, so you can put a PowerPoint together, but the accomplishments speak for themselves. So, great job.
Great job. All right. Is there anything else? Then are we in agreement we'll take this under advisement?
And yes, sir.
Move it forward. All righty. Thank you. Let's take a brief recess so the audio record will separate between this and the next.